Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, let me get back to Professor Buyiso Ndezi when we touch on the very issue, and this is the issue of the death of believers or death to believers. What should it also imply, Professor?
Thank you, Brother Ray. As we move on, I would also like to believe that death is a certain type of a lifestyle. What kind of a lifestyle is this? It's a lifestyle that is lived in continual trespasses and sins. When somebody has gotten to a state of giving up, not repenting anymore, accepting that he's been defeated by some lust of this world, accepting that he cannot overcome what he is going through that is taking him away from the will of God, accepting that he cannot obey fully, and the person finally gives in to this type of a life and accept that that's who he is. Hence, I'm saying death can also be defined as the state or the lifestyle that a person is living. And I want us to read Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 to 3, as we still continue with our topic of death, particularly to us as the children of the Most High. It says here, "And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins." This verse alone, before I could even continue to verse 2 and 3, "He made you alive who were dead in trespasses." So in other words, death in this case is defined as a state that people find themselves at, and they comfortably sit in that state simply because they have gotten to a point of, "I'm exhausted of trying," or, "I can't get out of this by myself," or, "I'd rather be here because I'm trying to get out and I can't." And here we find God saying, "I can come even to that situation and make you alive because I can see that you cannot help yourself and you are in this state." So death is a state that people find themselves in because of their trespasses and sins, and they end up staying in those situations. And those are the situations that are full of gloom, full of darkness, that are void of the light of God. And verse 2 says, "In which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience." So it is a state of life, it is a state of living, and this state of living is derived or is informed by the prince of this world, is informed by what happens around us. As it is, as the Bible says, "You once walked according to the course of this world," not according to the word of God, not according to the stipulations of God coming from above, but due to what is happening around you, around this world, around your home, around the workspace, around the society, and you find yourself living that kind of a life because everybody is living that life. And we are not aware that that's the life that is dictated by the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who continues to work in the sons of disobedience. It seems as though when disobedience has entered a heart of man, and when disobedience has begun to rule the heart of man, this spirit continues to come and whisper that, "I'm here, I'm here," and begin to be the ruler of that particular life. When this spirit of disobedience is now ruling the life of that person, this person lives that kind of a life, and hence we say death becomes a lifestyle because it is a state that people find themselves at as a result of their sin, as a result of them giving up, as a result of saying, "I'm not going to try anymore. This is what I am. This is where I am. And I'm choosing to live this kind of a life." Mm. And he says here, this kind of life is dictated and conducted by the lust of our flesh. And this kind of life is fulfilling the desires of our minds, the desires of our flesh. And at the end of the day, we are defined by such a life. And it is unfortunate that this name, this terminology, death, is not mostly used, because we are not associating it with the separation from the Most High. We just think it is our lifestyle, and we are not aware that we are no longer in God. We are no longer the children of God. If we can't do the word of God, if we can't follow the commands of God, we are disobeying His word. We must know that we are dead as the children of God. So death, to me and you as a believer, is about separation. And this separation takes us into a certain state, and we live in trespasses and in sins, and we live a certain lifestyle which does not reveal God, a certain lifestyle that does not say we've known God even before, because we cannot be in this kind of a lifestyle and still irradiate God and be reflecting of God. So it means we get to a state where we reflect the enemy, we reflect the devil, we reflect the spirit of disobedience, we reflect a rebellion, and at the end of the day, we are not associated with God, because our lives cannot speak anything about God. So this is the state that a man can find himself at. This is a state that we sometimes choose to live in. And why do we choose that? That's because we choose to entertain the desires and the lust of the flesh. And sometimes we get so much looking or seeking for approval, to a point that I don't live right if I have not heard my friend saying something to me about myself. And if something is not entertaining me enough, then I'm going to go and look for approval somewhere. And I'm not aware that some of the things that I need approval for are things that God has instructed me not to do. In the same way that He spoke to Adam and Eve, those were things that they were not supposed to do, but because they need someone else's approval, and there is an open door now for the enemy to come and deceive, come with lies, come with what you want to hear, because your ears are already itching of a certain type of information and certain knowledge, then you are already living in that state of death. You need someone else to tell you. And when you live a life like that, Brother Ray, it means you must know exactly you are no longer in God. You have chosen another God. Disobedience becomes the door that channels you to the state of death, to this transgression that you find yourself living in. So in other words, you end up being defined by these states. And sekuyaziwa ukuthi wena vele une weakness ethile, une weakness of stealing, une weakness yabo mama, une weakness yabo baba, something like that, simply because you have allowed this situation to control you. And how did it come? When did it start? It is because you have opened the door of disobedience. And that door of disobedience came because you chose not to believe God. So when you believe other gods, believe other voices, believe other people over the word of God, death becomes your friend. Death becomes part of you. You become separated from the Lord. You cannot disobey God and still be one with God. So disobedience is what we need to be aware of. Yes. When God has commanded, the command of God needs to be followed, and lest we continue to live in sin. And in Colossians 2:13 it says, when you were dead in your transgressions and the uncircumcision of your flesh, He made you alive together with Him. So we choose other things that will entangle our lives. We choose other things that will be part of our lives, even when God says they must be circumcised, even when we're supposed to discard those things, but we choose to keep them. So some of the associations can separate us from God. Some of the friendships that we keep can take us away from the Lord. When God has instructed us to circumcise, to cut off, to remove some things in our lives, and we fail to do that, we get to a state of death. And these are small things that we are not aware of, small things that we think mean nothing. And when we continue to disobey, we move away and away from the Lord. And that's what we need to be very much aware of, Brother Ray.
I hear you quite well, Professor. Thank you so much for that. We are talking about death. What is death? What does death mean to a believer? To a believer, what should it mean? What is it that the Father is saying about death? As believers, what are those things that we need to know which the Father says? What kind of experience should it be to us now that we know that it is part of life here on earth?
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Hello there. Hi.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Very well. How are you, sir?
I'm all right. Can I partake in the topic that's going on right now on the pulpit?
Please go on. You're on air.
Okay, my name is Dalcolo Slavi.
Babu Dalcolo Slavi, welcome.
I just want to prove Uti Aba Umshaba our corner, the whole world doesn't believe that there is a genius. I'll go to the scripture. Do you remember when Christ was praying on the mountain? Well, I think a few hours before he was gonna die. And then he saw blood. And then there was Elijah. There was Moses.
Yeah.
Those people died a long time ago. But
yeah.
That day they were alive.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying, eternity is real.
Absolutely.
It's real, and being real, it isn't given to us by humbleness. We have to humble ourselves. Those who are dying now, or those who died in the past, they go straight to heaven, to God, straight to Him. Those who are remaining alive must remain believing. Because if they don't believe and they die, they're going to remain here on this earth, and they're going to be charged here on this earth. They don't even go to heaven.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, Mfundisi.
Thank you so much. I appreciate, sir. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Amelia, I see you've sent me a Facebook link. I want to open it because I need people to hear your view. Please tell us your view as to what you think about this. Ngane Matsimela, thank you so much. Quoting Isaiah 57 verses 1 to 2 says, good people pass away, the godly often die before their time, but no one seems to care or wonder why. No one seems to understand that God is protecting them from the evil to come. For those who follow godly paths will rest in peace when they die. Absolutely. They will rest in peace when they die. I believe that. Eh? I believe that. Thank you so much for that, Amelia.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
All right, let's listen to Ntaha Sibutsaneng.
Good evening, Pastor Ray. My name is Sibutsaneng. Thank you for your wonderful programs at all times.
Hallelujah. Glory to the Father.
I'm a Christian.
Mm.
And I'm still scared of talking about death.
Mm.
Because that's how we were raised as Christians. I've never had any preacher preaching about death except in the funerals.
Yeah.
And which it was wrong, because death, it's for a Christian, it's not supposed to be something scary.
Mm.
Though it's painful to lose somebody that you love,
absolutely,
knowing that you'll never see them again, like I've lost my parents.
Yeah.
I'm still grieving, even if it's like 10 to 15 years later. But then I would say, as a Christian, the most important thing, we're not supposed to be worried about dying. We're supposed to be worried and be concerned. Like whatever we are doing in here on earth, are we reforming Christ? Are we becoming like him? Are we doing things according to the scriptures that we can make heaven?
Mm.
Because, you know, I don't hear preachers preaching about committing sin, because the wages of sin is death.
Mm.
I just don't hear. I don't.
Yeah.
They're always teaching us about health, funny, like money, prosperity. And then we're also taught, like as a Christian, you can live up to age of 70. More than that, it's parcella, which is still wrong, because if Christ can be formed in me, I can live as long as I want to. Like Moses, God had to call him and say, Moses, come on, come home. Yeah. That would be nice. I wouldn't mind to live up to the age of 120. But if there's something meaningful that I'm doing here on earth, am I preaching the gospel? Am I teaching people the truth about Jesus Christ? You know? It's worrying, because Christians, we don't talk about death. We don't. You're very bold. I've never heard in any radio station, even in the secular stations, I've never heard anybody discussing about death. I'm saluting you and I applaud you for, you know, the topics that you bring up. They're very informative. Bless you, Pastor Ray.
Bless you too, Sibutsaneng. Thank you so much, my sister. I really appreciate you. Thank you very much. We give the Father the glory by His Holy Spirit. It is Him who guides us into all truth. And it is Him who gives us these messages to talk about. So we give Him all the glory and the majesty.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Mfundisi wa mina.
Asibingelele pastor, asibingelele nakubalaleli bonke be radio pulpit umsakazo wetindzaba leti tfokotisako. Hayi pastor, le ndzaba emnandi kakhulu le ukhuluma ngayo, sikhuluma ngayo namhla le. Iyathokotisa ke mfundisi le. UMarta wayesondele kakhulu noMaria noMaria kuJesu Kristu.
Yeah.
UJesu mekhuluma noMaria la Marta lapho efikile uJesu. UJesu uMarta uthi kwamanye amagama wakhe, ngiyazi ukuthi noma yini leyo kuya kuyicala kuNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu kuyakupha yona. Athi umfuni uyakuvuka aphile. Uje uMarta athi ngiyazi ukuthi uyakuvuka ngosuku ngomhla wokuvuka.
Yeah.
Manje ke uyabona isikhulu somswati. Isikhulu somswati asive angeke ngifike laphane ngithi ubaba ufile akushiwo kanjalo. Isikhulu somswati siyakhothama. Noma singakholwanga uJesu abatsho ukuthi sifile. Sikhotheme.
Yeah.
Manje ke thina bazalwana sifi thina siyalala.
Yeah, man.
Ngokuba thina siyakuvuka ngosuku lokuvuka kwabafileyo.
Kani mambo mfundisa mina na cancer. Thank you so much, Muruti. I really appreciate. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty and the honor. There's no one like Him in our lives. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. And we are touching on the issue of death. What is death to believers? What is it even all about? What does the word say with regards to this?
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Give us a shout, talk to us directly there. What is death to believers? What does the word say with regards to that? When you look into, now here's another thing. Look into Psalm 116 verses 15. Precious in the sight of the Elohim is the death of his saints. Says it's precious. Our death is precious. If we are his saints, if we have his righteousness, if we are born again, filled with his spirit, our death is precious to him. So as we pass on, and he says he will be with us, it also becomes a precious moment. And we know here on earth that the passing, just like Master Botsana was talking, the passing is viewed in the pain, and she says she's still reeling in a pain 10 to 15 years later. I understand. I also lost my dad, and even now, it's like it's been yesterday. When someone talks about that, it pricks again. It's like it was yesterday. So I need to hear from you as to what you say. Here the father says, oh, it's precious. It's precious. The passing of the saints in his sight is precious. This transitioning is precious. I read where he said he will be with us. The preciousness there is just amazing. I just wanted to make that verse pass, because you never hear about these verses there. But you hear about John 14. They don't even call it John 14. They call it Joanna 14. Okay. Now, Proverbs chapter 14, verse 32. Most of you who were talking raised the flag of hope in the death of the righteous. And it says in Proverbs 14, 32, the wicked is banished in his wickedness. You see what happens? He's banished. So when he passes on, there's already a condemnation that stands. But the righteous has a refuge in his death. Una lesetshabelo in his death. The righteous has a refuge in his death. And check this one out. I'm looking at Luke chapter 16, verse 22. It says, so it was that the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. Finish and clear. The rich man died and was buried. But check Lazarus. Check Lazarus. It's carried by angels there. What an entourage. There is something that the Father is telling us. Look, I know of the pain, but I am with you. There's hope. I will take care of you. I wonder if we really believe him as his children.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter. And here's another one. This is from Jeso Untikani. Greetings to you, Brother Ray, and your guests and the Radio Pulpit family. A glory to God got topic. I'm listening and learning. I think death to believers is dying to sin and live righteously. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. I hear what you're saying. I'm talking about the end of life, of life here on earth, to believers. When your life, your time of living here on earth ends, as a believer, that moment, what does it mean to you as a believer? I'm keen to hear from you.
As easy as the touch of a button,
The message of life on 657 AM. Come live the life at 657 AM. 657 AM.
Babongane.
Tata leli thuba ngibingelele kuwe mfundisi Ray, ngibingelele ke nakubala nakuma guest akho e-studio, ngibingelele ke nakubalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit egameni lika Jesu Christu wase Nazaretha. Isihloko esithi what is death to us believers ngesizulu kuyini ukufa kithina singabazalwane. Heaven is where God dwells in the unapproachable light of his awesome majesty. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 16. Who alone has immortality dwelling in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see, to whom be honor and everlasting power. Amen.
Amen.
We can also read in Psalm 115 verse 2 to 3, Isaiah 66 verse 1. The believers of the Old Testament, when they died, went between paradise and hell, the two districts of hate. There was a great gulf. Luke chapter 16 verse 26. And besides all this, between us and you, is a great gulf fixed, so that those who want to pass from here to you cannot, nor can those from there pass to us. Death is the enemy. It is the cause of sin. We can read it in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 25 to 26. For he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that will be destroyed is death.
Yeah.
Death separates man from his soul and body and his loved ones. For the unbelievers, it also separates them from God. In Christ, there is an answer to death. There is victory and deliverance from this enemy. We can also read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 54 to 57. Death is a gateway to eternal life for believers in Jesus. Believers go to be with God and Christ in a place of rest, waiting, activity, and holiness. We can also read in Revelation chapter 6, verse 9 to 11. A temporary separation. The spirits of believers are only temporarily separated from our bodies. When Jesus returns, our spirits will be reunited with imperishable bodies. We can all find that in Philippians chapter 1, verse 19 to 26. The Bible promises that believers will be resurrected to eternal life. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. Death is considered a gain for believers because it allows us to enter heaven and experience the fullness of Christ's presence. Verse 21 of Philippians chapter 1, verse 21. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Jesus talked about believers being with him in the next world. Kithina ke singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu ukufa ke kuyinzuzo. Luke chapter 23, verse 43. And Jesus said to him, assuredly, I say to you, today you'll be with me in paradise. We can also read in Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. Immediately present with the Lord. Uma umphefumulo womuntu osindisiweyo uphuma, uya straight endaweni ke lapho ke okunoJesu. Endaweni enokuthula. The Apostle Paul also taught that believers will be in Christ's presence upon their death. We can also read 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8. It reads as thus: we are confident yes, well pleased rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Siba ebukoneni benkosi yethu Christu Jesu. The martyr Stephen, upon his death, called upon Jesus to receive his spirit. Apostle Paul told the church at Thessalonica that believers will always be with the Lord. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 10. Who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. The spirits of the departed believers are with the Lord. Then the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it. Lokho ke sikuthola ke ku Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7. Sifunde no Hebrews 12, verse 23. When a believer is called home, it's because God's purposes for that believer are over. It's because in God's love and wisdom, he wants that believer with him in glory. Apostle Paul anticipated death. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. 7. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Lokho ke sikuthola ke ku 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 6 and 7. Uyavalelisa ke umntwana kaNkuluNkulu ke ngesinye ke isikhathi njengoPaula noChristu Jesu esezwa ke ukuthi isikhathi sakhe sesifikile. Wavalelisa nesalukazi ke sizala mina sagula ke iinyanga ke ezisikhombisa. Sitheke mase sizohamba sacela udade wethu ukuthi asiqhawule, sathi ke mina sengiyahamba ngicela ke usaleke unakekeleke iingane zikadade wenu ke lezi, ngicela ke ungiqhawuleke ngihambe. Udade wethu wenqaba, wacabanga ukuthi umama ke uyadlala, wathi hayi mama ungaboshwa, wathi ngicela ke ungiqhawule ngihambe. Maye emqhawula nje isandla sakhe sehla ke kancane kancane, wavala amehlo, kwaba ke uhamba kwakhe umama ngaleyo ndlela. Wayeyikholwa ethanda ke uNkulunkulu ngendlela eyisimanga. The experience of all believers will be alive when the Lord comes for his holy ones. They will be taken up into heaven without dying. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 16 and 17 sikuthola lapho. The death of the unbeliever gives no pleasure to God. Ezekiel 33 verse 11 says to them, as I live, says the Lord, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn from your evil ways. For why should you die, O house of Israel? Psalm 116 verse 15. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Heaven is our home. Death takes us home. Philippians chapter 3 verse 20 and 21. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. I really appreciate Babongane. And thank you very much. Thank you very much. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say about the very notion of death. Death to believers. As believers, what should our attitude also be like as we experience death? What should our attitude also be like as we experience death? I need to hear from you. Send us a WhatsApp. That's 0826572729. Let's hear what you say about this matter.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
All right, 657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you live. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Professor, let me bring this to you. When we speak of death, I spoke about that. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 32. I spoke about Proverbs chapter 14, verse 32. And I also spoke about, I touched also on Proverbs 23 verses 4, and also Psalms 23 verses 4 and Proverbs 14 verse 32. But also, just like Kubabonga, and I touched also on Psalms 116. Sawubona Dumela, hi. You are on Radio Pulpit, hello.
Sengibona bengithi ngiyakhomenta la.
Ya, qhubeka mama, comment.
Yebo, siyathanda ukubonga uNkulunkulu uhlengale topic le namhlanje. Siyabonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu anibusise. Yazi phakathi emoyeni wami kunalento eyenzakalayo, angi-understand but angazi ukuthi yini. Mara siyambonga uNkulunkulu enwake ekhuluma ngala ma-topic anje uPastor Ray. UNkulunkulu makambusise kakhulu. Umamnkosi, ngiyabonga.
Mankosi, sibonga kakhulu, sibonga uNkulunkulu okhulumisana nathi, siyabonga. Inkosi kubusise mama. Awuzweke. We take your calls, give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Let me bring this to you, Professor. What comes to mind then? The Father bestows hope on the death of believers, and that even in death he never forsakes us. What's your take on this issue? All right, 012-334-1322. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. Let's hear what you say, Professor.
Ray, thank you very much. Death can also be defined as the absence of life. I think this one is a very simple way of defining it or looking at it as the children of God, that where there is no life is death.
Yeah.
So it means we need to understand what life is for us to be able to define death and be able to see whether we are on the death side or not. Ephesians 4:18. Being darkened in their understanding, excluded from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardness of their heart. I like the phrase where it says excluded from the life of God. What causes this exclusion from the life of God? It is the darkening of their understanding. And what causes this darkening of the understanding? It's because of the ignorance that is in them. What causes them to be ignorant is the hardness of their heart. So all of these are linked together. So there is no life. And the life is absent because there is darkness. They have darkened understanding. And why are they darkened? Why do they have darkened understanding? It's because they are ignorant. And this ignorance is because of the hardness of their heart. So it goes back to the issue of the heart. So when somebody chooses not to follow God, chooses not to obey God, it is because a certain condition has been developed in his heart. And this condition is the hardness of the heart, hardening towards the word of God, hardening to the spirit of God, to the move of God. When the heart becomes hard to the move of God, it gets to a point of darkness. When it is darkened, then it will be ignorant to the things of God. When it is ignorant and dark and hard, it becomes excluded from the life of God. When it is no longer in the life of God, that is about death, because you are no longer alive, you are no longer in the light, you are no longer knowledgeable, you are no longer soft to the move of the Holy Spirit. And we see these words, this concept coming together even in the book of John. John 1 from verse 1 to 6, but I'm not going to focus on all the verses, but I'm just going to look at verse 4, which says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Let's look at verse 5. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. In him was life. It means a person who is not in God, that person has the absence of life. It means that person is in darkness. But now we're looking into this concept from the perspective of believers. So what does it mean to me? Yes, I do understand this when John is speaking this way, but to me, what does it mean? It means I have gotten into a state where I have rejected life, where I have made a choice not to live according to the word. Remember that it is the word that gives life. Starting from verse 1 of this passage, it speaks about in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Mm. And this is the word that gives life. So in other words, if I choose not to stick by the word, not to live in the word, I cannot be in life. As a believer, I die if I don't live by the word, if I am not in the word. So I am dead to God because I am no longer living in the word and by the word, because it is the word that gives life. In the absence of life is death. And if there is no more life, there is no more light. And if there is no light, I'm automatically in the state of ignorance. And when I am ignorant, my heart is hardened and I cannot hear anything about the word of God. So death to believers is about separation from the word, and separation from the word can come in many ways. Number one, it can come through a choice that a person makes not to follow the word, not to obey the word, not to live by what God is saying. Number two, not by even reading the word. Number three, by twisting the word. If I don't live by the true word of God, I cannot be expected to be a person who is in life, because life is in him and him is the word.
Mm.
And if this is the life that produces light in my life, if I'm no longer in light, I must forget about producing the fruit of the Spirit. I must forget about radiating God. So these are the things that we must know as the children of God. You cannot be in God, alive in God, in the absence of the word. God does everything by the power of his word. And this is the God who is known by his word. He made himself known to us by his word. When we embrace the word, it is easier for us to even hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. It is understandable that the voice of the Holy Spirit or the Holy Spirit will come to a place where the word is. In the absence of the word, we cannot claim that we are hearing the Holy Spirit. So I am dead as a believer because I no longer hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. I don't hear the voice of the Holy Spirit because I am no longer in the word, and I am not tuned to the voice of the Holy Spirit because of the choices that I have made. And these choices are those ones that take me away from the word of God, where sometimes I deliberately not to listen, I deliberately disobey, I deliberately twist the word of God to suit my needs, my desires, and at the end of the day, I become a child of darkness because I don't have light. I don't have light because I don't have life. I don't have life because I don't have the word. I don't have the word because I choose not to live in the word and by the word. So I am now defined by death, which is now the absence of the word, absence of life, absence of light, therefore absence of the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Professor. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. What is death even all about to believers? What should it say? What should it mean? What are the things that the Father says regarding death to believers, to those who follow him? Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
All right, here's another one. This is from Bongim Rapid. He says, Pastor Ray, teach us of the word with you and the Radio Pulpit family. Blessed evening. As humans, we live to die.
But as Christians, we die to live forever. As Christians, we live to die forever. That is Bongi Murapedi there. Thank you so much, Bongi. We really appreciate taking your calls. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say with regards to this. And of course, what does death mean to us? What should it mean also to us? I need to hear from you as to what you say with regards to this. 012-334-1322. You can also drop us a voice note on the WhatsApp or the WhatsApp. It is 0826572729. And we hear what you say on this.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right. I'm also looking at Luke chapter 16, verse 22. It says, "So it was that the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried." So it shows that there is a recurrence of care, protection, that the Father continues to lavish on the righteous, on the saints, on the believers. And again, when you look into Romans chapter 14, verses 8, it says, "For if we live, we live to the Elohim, and if we die to the Elohim. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Elohims. We are owned by the Elohim." So, in other words, in this life, and in the life after, or in this life and in death as believers, He continues to be our Father. He continues to be our Creator. He continues to be our support. He takes care of us. He guides us through and through. Let's hear what you say. 012-334-1322. You can send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Hebrews 11, verse 13, and we're going to look at a couple of verses there, 13, 21, and 22. "These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth." In other words, they said they would pass away, but they were assured of the care of the Father, even when they pass away. Faith, eh? And if you look into Hebrews chapter 11, verses 21, it says, "By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning on the top of his staff." He worshipped, he blessed them, he worshipped. Verse 22, "By faith Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the departure of the children of Yasharal and gave instructions concerning his bones." Amazing. Amazing. Such hope. Do we have this kind of comforting hope? It's something I always want to know. Like most of you were saying, even when it comes to the issue of preaching about this, very less is spoken with regards to this. Many people don't even want to talk about this. And they say, if you talk about this, you will actually make people to run away. You know, you will make people to run away. And I don't know if you remember the Williams Brothers. There's a song that was very much encouraging there. And I think I should just a bit of it, just a bit of it. You know, I have that latitude to play just a bit of it. Because at the top of the hour, it's men's dialogue. So we will go on into men's dialogue. And but just a bit of this, you know, just a bit of this, such warmth
and such comfort that Yahushua HaMashiach, the Christ himself, gave to Martha and Mary in the passing of their brother. You remember this song? I don't know if you remember this song, man.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic Christian radio.
Yeah, man. William's brothers there. Fantastic, I should say. Now we are closing up, because coming up next is Men's Dialogue. And we are going to be talking about the dwindling number of men in the churches. The dwindling number of participating men in the churches. That's what we'll be talking about at the top of the hour. With men from Men on Track. So it will be happening. Part one, this is. So you'll see, we don't close the program at 9. We just leave it there so that we can continue the coming week. Anyway, finally, Professor, just in short, what say you? Finally there.
Romans chapter...
All right. Let's see if I can be able to get the professor. Yes.
Romans chapter 6, verse 16. Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one slaves whom you obey?
All right, Professor, somehow I think we have lost the audio. Remember, we said this, we have actually recorded. She has recorded this. So I'd like us to start it maybe somewhere where we stopped, if possible. Let's see.
And in the book of Romans, we find the same thing again, that we are going to reap death if we continually disobey, because we have chosen to live a life of being slaves to sin, slaves to disobedience. The Bible tells us, whoever we want to present ourselves slaves to, that will be our God. Number two, that will give us a result. And if we are choosing to disobey God, we are going to give a result of death. So it means a child of God who chooses to disobey God's commandment, who chooses not to do the word of God, who chooses to satisfy someone else other than God, and deliberately disobey, that person is going to be called a dead person. So death is about that. Death is about continual satisfaction of the flesh, continuous desires that we are fulfilling by our flesh, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, and we become slaves to all of these things, neglecting the will of God, neglecting the instructions of God, neglecting the commandments of God. And what is even worse is that when we are told, when God is speaking to us, he gives us the outcome. This is the wages. This is the result of this disobedience. He said the same thing to Adam and Eve. If you will eat of this tree, you shall surely die. So in other words, we get into these temptations, Brother Ray, we get into these states knowing exactly what was said to us. We know the consequences. Yes, we may pretend as though some things have just befallen us, but we need to be innocent, or we need to be truthful and honest to ourselves and to God and say, Lord, it was just my weakness, not that I didn't know, not that the word did not come, not that I have not heard about this, but we have gotten into a state where we neglect the voice of the Holy Spirit. Maybe we neglect the voice of the Holy Spirit because the word of God does not take precedence in our life. The word of God does not have a place in our hearts. So if the word does not have a place, obviously the Holy Spirit will have a diminished voice. The voice of the Holy Spirit will not be heard. We are still in God and we are now dead because our spirits are no longer connected with God.
All right. And
so to be dead,
yes,
in God as believers, we know exactly that we have disobeyed. Death to us is not about graves. Death to us is not about going to mortuaries. Death to us as the children of God is about separation, is about disobedience, is about not following the commands of God, is about preaching a different gospel from the gospel that God expects us to teach, is about even misleading others by our lifestyles while we are carrying the Bibles as.
All right, it just cuts there. Thank you so much, Professor. We really appreciate the time has gone 8 o'clock. But let me read this. And the context of our discussion is based on the question, what is death to believers? Which means to us, what does death mean? You know, and check it out. I'm reading Revelations 14:13. Then I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, write, blessed are the dead who die in the Elohim. From now on, yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works follow them. To us, death is a rest as believers. You know, the Father takes care of us. He guides us through. Coming up next, it is Men's Dialogue. And of course, thank you so much for the calls. Thank you for the WhatsApps. Thank you so much for keeping me company. Our guests were not there, but you from the beginning of the show, the voice notes, so many, the calls, so many, the texts, so many. Thank you very much. We really appreciate it. To the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty and honor. There's none like him in our lives. His name is Yahuwah Elohim. And we bless his holy name. By his Ruach HaKodesh, his Holy Spirit, he guides us into all truth. We appreciate. Coming up next, it is Men on Track. We are interviewing them and we are talking about the dwindling number of men when it comes to services, works in the churches these days. Up next.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.